There's a novelty gift that you can buy, and I reckon there would have been a ton of these sold recently on Father's Day. It's an accessory for the car. You hang it off your tow ball, and it looks like, let's just say, it adds a hanging sack of masculinity to your ride. I'm sure you can see where I'm going here. These things, they hang there, they add no performance value to the vehicle, and to be honest, it's just a placebo for the attitude you wish your vehicle had. But if you want a car that has really, really big balls, there's an auction happening right now just for you.
In this wasteland, I am the one who runs from both the living and the dead. A man reduced to a single instinct. Survive.
A handful of the twisted, sickening wasteland wagons from the film Mad Max Fury Road, they're up for grabs, and for the right price, you two can ditch the Corolla and blaze a trail to work in the Doof Wagon, the War Rig, or the Giga Horse. Max Chaney is the senior curator for the Mad Max collection at Lloyd's Auction House. Max, this would have to be one of the more unusual used car auctions you've been a part of, right?
Oh, Nick, it is the most unusual. It's ridiculous.
So what have you got up for grabs exactly? What are you trying to get rid of?
Well, look, we've got... There's about 100 cars in the Mad Max Fury Road movie, and there's 13 that have survived. These are the 13 survivors. And I don't know if you've seen the movie, but the movie's iconic, number one, and it's won a lot of awards. But when you think about it, the set is actually the cars. It's the desert. And the cars. So the cars are actually the set. And if you think about Knight Rider or, perhaps Smokey and the Bandit, some of these things where a car is the central character, it's not the set. This is the central characters and the set are these cars. And it's not one like in most car movies. It is 13 of them. And 13 of the most ridiculous vehicles you've ever seen. Unbelievable.
So if you haven't seen the movie at home, a fair proportion of the movie are these big, intense chase scenes that are happening through the desert where people are jumping from car to car, they're blowing them up, they're flipping, they're going all over the place. That makes up a huge, huge proportion of the film. And if you know what any of the Mad Max films are like, you've got an idea of what these vehicles might look like. Where have they been since the film was made a couple of years ago?
Look, they've been in storage, and the filmmakers wanted to basically honour the whole collection. And the plan was, film came out in 2015, the plan was to put them in some sort of an environment where people could enjoy them. They all work. They all go. That you can drive them all in anger. You know, they're designed to do like 80 mile an hour on sand or something ridiculous. Like, it's just, for example, there's a can I tell you about a couple of the cars?
That, yeah, please do. Explain. Tell us what you've got.
Okay, all right. So there's one of my favorites is the Giga Horse, right? Which is basically the king drives the Giga Horse, and it's two 1959 Cadillacs, two of them merged together because in a post-apocalyptic world, when everybody has pretty much nothing, it's appropriate for the king to have two of everything. And so he's got these two V8s, two of them, in this thing. The rear wheels stand taller than I do, dual rear wheels, both sides. It goes through. Look, it started up, right? It started up. I was standing about 10 metres away from it, and the noise and the vibration was so loud that I didn't know if I was having a heart attack or a bladder movement. I wasn't quite sure.
It could have been both at once.
It could have been. I don't know. So this car, this vehicle, when you look at it, in real life, you can see it in pictures, but in real life, it's like looking at a volcano. It's absolutely incredible. So, you look at these vehicles and they all mean something. There is a lot of action in the movie. But when you understand the premise of it all, which is, basically about water, or they call it aquacola, and about fuel, and they trade between each other, and everybody's trying to steal some of the others. And, in this post-apocalyptic world, it's you know, grab you, steal yourself a V8 and a gun, and you might just last a little bit longer, you know. And here we go, Geronimo, off we go, you know. So
now, a good salesperson always knows their product. Did you get behind the wheel? Have you had to test drive at least one of these vehicles just so you know for yourself?
Look, I will tell you, a good salesman likes to know his product. But a guy that lives a long time needs to know his capabilities, right? And I got more chance of driving a pineapple than I have of one of these cars. I can tell you that right now. Because they are just unbelievable.
And they're not likely to pass Rego anytime soon, are they? Like, I can't get it registered here in Darwin.
Look, here's what I would say to you. If you do want to drive it on the road, just drive it, because I don't think any police are going to be brave enough to stop you, to be honest. These are iconic cars. They need to stay go on display, and that's what the current custodians want to do. Their charter to me is to basically, you know, accumulate all of the people that are interested. But the first thing they want to hear about is, what are they going to do with the vehicles?
Well, that's
because
it.
That matters more to them, you know, than the money itself.
Well, that's right, because they are so unique. They're absolutely one of a kind. What sort of person is looking to buy these vehicles?
Well, it's interesting because as the emails are coming through with these offers, there's all sorts of people. We've got investment banks from New York that are looking to buy them as an investment and then lease them back out to museums and festivals and things like that. You know, I had an inquiry today. It's not the first time that a group of people are going to do it. 13 or 15 people are all pooling in, and they're going to, you know, one of them's going to do a Mad Max type of an experience. They've got a 20,000 acre farm that basically is like a desert anyway. So you can imagine, you know, we can't travel overseas at the moment. You imagine going out to Western New South Wales or something with a dozen of your mates, and there's some portable buildings there you can stay for the weekend, and you get to fire up, and I don't know what their grand plan is.
This sounds like the ultimate bachelor's party, doesn't it?
Doesn't,
just get out there and fang around in these vehicles.
Oh, yeah. So, and then, you know, we've got true, pure enthusiasts that just love cars. And this is really the apex predator of collections, particularly if you're interested in anything movie-wise, because it's 13 vehicles. Each one, there's the Elvis, the Razor Cola, the War Rig, you know. They're all iconic vehicles just in themselves. To have them all together, as I say, they all work, they all run, they're not props, they're actual living things. And when you look at the movie and there were guys and girls hanging off those big rods, I don't know if you remember the big poles that they
had. I do, yeah,
off,
those big sway bars.
That wasn't CGI, that's real. You know, these people were hanging off this, the doof wagon, that's got tens of thousands of watts of sound. And when you know, drummers on the back and a lead guitarist on the front playing guitar with fire coming out of the guitar, and music that loud that could be heard over the top of the V8 engines that were, you know, howling along the desert.
So hang on, is the doof wagon legitimate? If I turned up there with a Fender, I could plug it in and shred a bit of Stairway to Heaven and it would just erupt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can't do it stationary. You got to do it. Imagine parking it. Imagine if your neighbour wasn't that nice, you know, and you just practice your guitar on a doof wagon. You know, how long do you reckon before they'd move out?
You know, I don't own a guitar, but I own a banjo, and I reckon that would terrify half of Darwin to hear me pluck that from the top of the doof wagon. I also don't think that would necessarily be in the spirit of the film.
I don't know that a banjo and a doof wagon go together. No offence to the banjo players of the world.
Now, these cars all being sold together or individually?
Yeah, look, they will be. There has been some interest individually, and there may be a couple of cases where individually, the 13 different museums around the world, for example, might want one each sort of thing. So that would be a case for them to be done individually. But there's been the majority of the interest has been for the whole collection. It'd be cool to see them together, but there's also good reasons for them to be, you know, to be put in different corners of the world so that people can actually get to see them. Seeing travels, international travel is not that easy at the moment.
Now, Max, before I let you go, the Mad Max films are iconic Australian films. Many of them have been shot out in that sort of Broken Hill region of Western New South Wales. Is there any hope some of these vehicles might stay in Australia?
It's my supreme hope that that's actually what happens. You know, wouldn't it be iconic if that could happen? You know, I'm looking for I'm looking for some very high net worth individuals in Australia. We are absolutely talking to a few of them now. But if there's anyone out there that's got museum connections or car connections and connections with high net worth individuals, our phone number's on the website, and we would love to talk to people that would want to keep them in Australia. It's an iconic collection, and it would be so cool if they stayed here.
If you want to check them out, you can just head to the Lloyd's Auctions website. You can see all the vehicles that are up for sale. And let's face it, with coronavirus the last year and a half, almost 2 years, we haven't been out and about spending that much money. So maybe it's time to put all your life savings into something completely unique. Max, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
That's Max Chaney. He's the senior curator for the Mad Max collection at Lloyd's Auction House. I urge you, if you're a film buff, jump online, check it out, because it looks amazing.